Right, so hi there. Next thing to go, I'm going to now talk about is the actual script, which is the final battle. So my first script was male for female, and the synopsis goes like this. The time has finally come. It's the showdown. You are the head of the company. The woman who betrayed you, who you loved deeply, has killed all of your guards, and now she's on her way for you. You've been waiting for this moment for a very long time. You've been dreaming about it, preparing yourself for the final battle. But what you don't know is what else is coming. You think your ex-lover has come to end you? She's got something else on the agenda. You just don't want to admit it. So what started this script off in the first place? What really intrigues me to write audio erotica is the situation the characters are in. So for example, as I've explained in the synopsis, it's a confrontation. And if anybody has read my work or performed it in the past, a lot of people, again, people who have performed it, know that I have a thing when it comes to a relationship that used to be, or it's broken down and then it kind of regenerates. So former lovers getting back together, or former enemies that used to be lovers and they get back together. And this is, I guess you could say, this is where it started out. For me, it was my curiosity as a writer, where, because I personally wanted to explore where that situation would go. And what I did is a big inspiration for behind this, this particular script was, I'm a big fan of Quentin Tarantino, the filmmaker, and I love his Kill Bill movies. And there's one scene in particular that really got my juices flowing that I always think of. And every time I watch it, I always think of this script, and I'm going to play it for you.
Is that your explanation?
No, I didn't say I was going to explain myself. I said I was going to tell you the truth. But if that's too cryptic, let's get literal. I'm a killer. I'm a murdering bastard, you know that? And there are consequences to breaking the heart of a murdering bastard. You've experienced them. Was my reaction really that surprising?
Yes, it was. Could you do what you did? Of course you could. But I never thought you would or could do that to me.
I'm really sorry, kiddo.
So there you have it. So that amazing scene between Uma Thurman and I've forgotten the actor's name, who plays Bill, and he's gone, you know, and he's passed on now, and I feel really bad. I'm a very bad fan, and I should remember what it is. And if I do post this, I'll probably get told off by any Kill Bill fans out there, and I'm really sorry. That amazing scene there, because you can feel the tension, and you can feel you know, if anyone's watched it, you know at one point that those two were in love and these awful atrocities happened, and now Uma Thurman's character Beatrix absolutely hates Bill. But you can tell there's a smidgen of love, there's still something there she still feels for him. And that same tension is what I wanted. So that's how I kind of started it. So I had that scenario in my head and I thought, right, okay, I need something to kind of enhance this. So the Kill Bill is a huge inspiration. Now, again, the script wouldn't be what it is without the movie, really. So it's a huge muse for me.